السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. يا اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولوطا إذ قال لقومه أتأتون الفاحشة ما سبقكم بها من أحد من العالمين. إنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء، بل أنتم قوم مسرفون. وما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا أخرجوهم من قريتكم، إنهم أناس يتطهرون. فأنجيناه وأهله إلا امرأته كانت من الغابرين. وأمطرنا عليهم مطرا، فانظر كيف كان عاقبة المجرمين. صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. Within the UK, my beloved brothers, there are always national days, national weeks, national months, and they are celebrated all over. Many of you may know of them, many of you may not even hear of them. Some of these national days consist of Anti-Bullying Week, for example, which is a very good one, Reading Day, Teacher's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, where you celebrate these things as a nation. But in today's era, in today's generation, there is a national day, national week, and even now a national month, which focuses on being proud of your identity, which is called Pride Week. And it specializes in the people who categorize themselves as LGBTQ+. And they celebrate these things. So we are actually in the month of Pride Week. Whether you know it or not, your children are being exposed to these things within the school, because they are celebrated within the schools, the primary schools, the nurseries, and the secondary schools, the colleges, the universities, and other businesses and organizations at large. And if you fail to recognize that it is Pride Week, you will be held accountable by the community, by the society. Why are you not supporting this group? So this khutbah, this meeting or this discussion is just to raise awareness for our Muslim brothers what is actually going on within our locality. So LGBTQ+, these are acronyms, they stand for something. So L stands for lesbian, where it is okay for a woman to have a relation with another woman. The G is for gay, where you are a man and you have a relation with another man. The B is bisexual, where a man can have a relation with either a male and a female, and vice versa. The T is for transgender, where you can transform your gender into another one. You can transition from one gender to another. You can be a male, and then you can change to a female. And the Q has been recently added. It means queer, you're unsure. And the plus is there to accommodate everybody else. Because remember, their whole agenda is to bring everybody together, to involve everybody, to make everybody equal and welcoming. So they add the plus. So if somebody says, I'm not identifying in one of these categories, so the plus is for you. And there are some schools which are promoting that there are 70 plus genders. 70 or more genders. My beloved brothers, in Islam, I mentioned a few weeks ago that this generation is facing such fitna and such tests and such tribulations that people before us never faced, or not to a certain degree as we are facing. And we know that this has happened in the past, and it happened to the people of Sodom. You might have heard of sodomy. And they were the people of Lut alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the story of this in the Holy Quran. We will not go into it in depth. However, the act exists, and Allah did not like the act, and He sent a messenger to the people to take them away from the act of homosexuality. And when they did not listen, Allah punished those people. So this is what we understand from the Islamic viewpoint, that homosexuality and every other aspect in relation to that is not promoted in the Islamic scriptures, and they are looked down upon and they are looked negatively upon. And the whole aspect of being married to a male and a female, they cohabit and coexist together, and it is to procreate, it is to have children together. With every other category, you will not be able to have children. A male and a male cannot have children. A female and a female cannot naturally have children. But even though nowadays, if you are on the NHS waiting list for maybe a certain health condition you have, you could be waiting for up to a year. But if you say that you want to change your gender, they will fast forward you to the front of the list, and you will get your operation to change your gender within a few weeks. So my beloved brothers, we want to just raise awareness that what are such claims that are being made, the same-sex acts. First claim that people will make is that these same-sex actions are permitted in Islam. What we realize from this is that there is no legitimate difference of opinion on this matter. Same-sex desires are clearly described in the Quran as shahwa, and same-sex actions are described as fahisha, immoral and shameful actions. And the Quran, in its opening verses on the story of Prophet Lut alayhi salam, clearly demonstrates that same-sex acts are forbidden. They are sinful and they are punishable in this world and the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran, and we had sent Lut alayhi salam to his people, and then he said to them, do you commit such immoral actions, as no one has preceded you with this from amongst the worlds? Meaning nobody did this action before you. Indeed, you approach men with desire instead of women. Rather, you are transgressing people. But the answer of his people was only that they said, we will take you out from our city. Instead, they are men who keep themselves pure. And then we saved Lut and his family, except for his wife. She was one who remained behind, and she was from amongst the evildoers. And then we rained upon them a rain of stones. Then we see how the end is for the criminals. Those who seek to change the Islamic position on this matter, they are faced with an insurmountable task, meaning quite impossible task, of dealing with many, many verses like this which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, where they say that it is permitted in the Quran, or I read the whole Quran and I did not find a single place in which it prohibits this act. We know about the famous gay Muslim who was brought into a school, and then he was saying that I read the whole Quran and I didn't find a single place in which Quran says that you cannot be a homosexual. And one young Muslim sister, she stood up for what she believed in and she raised her voice and consent. And then the head teacher came and he ran rampant and he disgraced everybody within that school, within that class. And then he even resorted that he made a remark that in 2000 or 2001, Muslims came and they bombed the Twin Towers. It did not mean that all Muslims are terrorists, so we are a tolerant nation. We are a tolerant nation, giving reference to what she had said, meaning you should be tolerant because we are tolerant with you. So these are happening within our very own schools. And promoting or allying with those who commit the same sect acts, like the wife of Lut, alayhi salam, she was not part of it, but she was assisting them in their evil. This is also forbidden. And whoever follows the footsteps of Shaytan should know that he orders one to commit shameful acts and evil deeds. And the second claim that people will make is that Muslims can identify as being a lesbian or a gay or a bisexual or a transgender. And some people say that those who experience the same-sex desires or gender dysphoria, this is a mental illness, gender dysphoria, where you have shak and doubt in whether you were born a male or whether you were born a female. And you're having these shak, you're having these doubts on whether your gender is actually correct. And some medical experts will say that this is a real mental condition. But you have to remember, it is a mental condition. It means that the person is mentally unstable. That is why he is experiencing those things. And you have to remember also as well, that Sharia is not mukallaf on a person whose brain is not there. They're majnoon. Sharia is not mukallaf upon them. They don't have to give zakah, they don't have to pray, they don't have to do anything, because their brain is not there. So males who think they are female and vice versa. And some Muslims will claim that they can use LGBT identities. However, LGBT identities themselves are based on irrational ideas, and they actually contradict themselves, let alone Islam. So we can see when lesbian women do not get on with transgender women. They're both classified as women. But lesbian women will not get on with a transgender woman. They will say, we are from different categories. And there is a recent social media influencer, you can call him. His name is Matt Walsh, and he wrote a book, What is a Woman? Nowadays, you ask a politician or you ask anybody, what is a woman? Nobody can certainly identify what a woman is. Because the moment you give an identification, they will say, then what about the rest? What about the rest? And then they will just put their hands up and say, I'm not a biology expert. I don't know how to define a woman. Where has this ummah come to where we cannot even identify what a male and a female is? Where has this ummah come to? This is what our youth are facing. You know, if you leave this type of things that they are going through, and they have these shak, and it's implanted inside their minds, and they come home, and you're not dealing with it, then you're going to have an Ibrahim who's going to turn into Ibi, and then one day he'll turn into Becky. That's what we're going to have. We're going to lose our Islamic identity if our nation, if our society doesn't recognize that these are the problems our youth are facing. And my beloved brothers, do not add so much fuel to the fire. Don't raise it up so much that it becomes a huge problem in society. Deal with it within your own home. If it exists within your home, put that fire out first. Make sure your home is safe from these type of mentality. Make sure that your home is safe from these type of ideologies. Make sure that your children are safe and sound from having these type of thoughts. Then we will worry about the community at large. But let's put out the fire within our own home. If it exists, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save our youth from this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to close this door of fitna in our homes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always remain firm and steadfast upon the deen of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our life with our iman intact. With our iman intact. With our iman intact. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a reality for each and every single one of us. My beloved brothers, Islam does teach tolerance. So if you find anybody that is of this ideology or has this mentality, and if you sit them down privately and you have a discussion with them, this is the way to go. But you never ever openly undermine anybody. Islam doesn't encourage it. Islam is a very tolerant religion. And it is founded on giving each other nasiha, to enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil. But there always has to be hikmah. There always has to be a way in which you have to do it. You cannot use violence and you cannot use force. These type of things are influencing the minds of the youth. You must win over their mind and you must win over their hearts for you to get through to them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us this hikmah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us in whatever journey that we are going on. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the true understanding of deen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save our youth from these type of mentalities. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if this fire is prevalent within our own home, to give us the ability to deal with this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a reality for each and every single one of us. Like I mentioned before, this was just simply to raise awareness and not to point a finger at any community. But as Muslims, you can stand up for what your belief is. You can promote what your belief is. If in school they can teach a certain ideology, then in our madaris, we can also teach a certain type of ideology. Under the right of education, under the right of free speech, you can do it. You can do all of these things. You can educate your children on what Islam teaches. But you must not hold back in fear that you are going to draw unnecessary negative attention to yourself. You must stand up for what you believe in is right as a Muslim and educate your children. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a reality for each and every single one of us. Accept what has been said and give us the ability to put out this fire within our community. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة Hi. على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
اللهم رب هذه دعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة على محمد الرسول والفضيل والحسن الذي ودعوه زمان شفاء رحمتك يا رحمة الله.